WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Tonight's First Friday activities in downtown Bryan includes a 100th birthday party.
100 years ago, on April 6th, the Queen was actually had its current name given to them by Mr. Fairman.
Amanda Reynolds of the Downtown Bryan Association says a centennial observation will be held tonight at 6. A third man has been charged with arson from a residential fire in College Station more than 5 years ago. 24-year-old Joshua Brinkman of Caldwell is accused of not stopping a man who was convicted by a jury of setting the fire at 1112 Todd Trail. Four people who were inside were not hurt. The fire caused an estimated $118,000 of damage. 24-year-old Edward Monroe began serving a six-month jail sentence last November, which will be followed by 10 years probation. Brinkman remains in jail in lieu of $12,000 bond. The third co-defendant, 23-year-old Philip Musia Jr., entered a plea agreement 3 years ago. More than 150 threatening and annoying emails in the last 6 weeks led to the arrest of a Bryan man. 43-year-old James Bryant was out of jail in 90 minutes after posting bond following his arrest by College Station police. The victim originally reported being harassed by Bryant in January of last year. According to the arrest report, numerous emails last year led to Bryant being warned by police in December to stop. Investigators reported the emails continued to the victim's personal and work accounts, where the level of threatening increased. 115 emails were sent during a five-day stretch in February and 40 in one day in early March. College Station police responding to a criminal mischief call in mid-March has led to an arrest on a child endangerment charge. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says 21-year-old Ja'Cory Bircher is accused of leaving a five-month-old unsecured during a high-speed ride through College Station in Bryan.
Mr. Bircher had been involved in a verbal altercation with an estranged family member. Mr. Bircher then fled the scene with a small child in his vehicle and sped away at a high rate of speed.
Flieger says the child was given to another family member. A College Station man is in jail after Bryan police say he assaulted two people Wednesday night while searching for a place to sleep. Police say 20-year-old Christopher Edwards admitted to smoking meth and taking multiple shots of alcohol. Officer Kelly McKeithen says Edwards was found in the car of an employee at Fatty's Smoke Shop on Texas Avenue. The employee tried to remove him and was punched in the face. McKeithen says Edwards fled but was found a block away when police responded to an attempted home invasion.
As he's trying to get into the house, he gets in an altercation with the resident there, and they subdued him until police officers could arrive.
Edwards was arrested for public intoxication, assault, and two counts of trespassing. Before and after the College Station City Council made it more difficult on door-to-door salespeople and other solicitors, a recurring comment has been allowing the activity to take place until 30 minutes after sunset. Assistant Police Chief Billy Couch told the council the start and end times were discussed while making proposed changes.
We stay kind of consistent with the transportation code for your headlights or hunting codes for hunting. Mm-hmm. Is 30 minutes after sunset is pretty standard language for when dark should occur.
CSPD plans to start enforcement of the new regulations on Sunday, the first day it takes effect. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 14th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
It's 7 minutes after six. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They've got a loaner program. Your unit goes down while they fix yours. They've got one for you. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278.
The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch for the area until 11 this morning. Severe thunderstorms this morning could produce high winds, also some large hail, vivid lightning, and heavy rain. They'll end later this morning. It'll become partly sunny late today, highs near 70. Clouds return tonight. There's the chance of a shower 50. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow 65 to 70. Chance for showers and thunderstorms Sunday too. Highs will be close to 70 degrees. days. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with A&M football in practice yet again. A&M baseball gearing up for a contest with Alabama this weekend. Johnny Manziel back in the news for the house that Johnny built. And a whole lot more in sports. We'll do that for you coming up at about 6:50.
I'm guessing this stuff is already through here. I mean, maybe
it looked like it this morning in the radar.
Yeah, I already saw stars up there.
Yeah, there's stars on the water. Actually, where it happens to be is over toward the Beaumont Port Arthur area.
Oh,
it all went north of Houston. They probably like that. However, down in Texas City, of course, Texas City needs a bath about any time. But anyhow, I'm just saying. So maybe that's all the rain, at least for right now. And actually, you know, yesterday we were looking at a forecast that said there was going to be rain all weekend. And it's back up to 50% tomorrow and tomorrow night and then on Sunday. But we'll see what happens. And again, it's a wee bit chilly outside right now because it's 57, kind of cooled down by the showers. So, here we are. Is it Friday? Is that right?
Oh,
yes, sir.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, that's good to hear. So, deputies in our favorite state, which would be
Florida.
That's it. Deputies were forced to break a driver's window when the man blacked out at the traffic light early Monday morning this week. A witness first noticed 36-year-old Daniel Hernandez when he allegedly hit a curb and swerved in and out of his lane. Witness followed Hernandez, for some unknown reason, who allegedly stopped about 50 feet from the traffic light and promptly fell asleep. Of course. Who knows? It may have been a long day for him. So Hernandez sat at the light, apparently with a burrito in his hand. a half-eaten Taco Bell burrito, and somehow I could imagine it might be half-eaten. Sat there for at least 15 minutes. A deputy showed up after attempting to wake Hernandez by knocking on the window.
Hello? Hello?
Are you awake in there? That was an actual window I was knocking on.
No.
Hey, oh, hey,
yeah,
nice.
The real thing. Anyway, that didn't work. They were forced to actually break the window because he kept sleeping. The arrest report said to Mr. Hernandez, oh, it was the blood alcohol content that was twice the legal limit.
Oh. So he wasn't just tired.
No. Fairly extenuating circumstances.
It wasn't Taco Bell's new NyQuil taco.
No.
I think he'd overextenuated.
Info.
And he didn't fall asleep in the parking lot of a smoke shop either. So.
No. Jeez.
Or a planter box.
Oh, that too.
Oh, there's that.
It's the 19th annual Brazos Valley Earth Day celebration, Saturday, April 5th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Wolf Pin Creek. Enjoy a day filled with educational booths, a kids zone, live music, and so much more. Hosted by the cities of Bryan and College Station, Texas A&M University, Brazos Valley Council of Governments, Twin Oaks Landfill and Compost Facility, and Keep Brazos Beautiful. So make plans to attend April 5th at the 19th annual Brazos Valley Earth Day celebration at Wolf Pin Creek. For complete event details, visit BrazosValleyEarthDay.com.
Good morning, it's 6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It is the 94th day of the year. It's April the 4th. We've got 271 of them to go. Today is Walk Around Things Day.
As opposed to walking into them?
Through them? I guess, or over them, or on them, or yeah. It's Vitamin C Day. It's a Walk to Work Day. Probably not. I don't know. I mean, there's some people who do that, but not a lot of people around here. It's World Rat Day. World Rat Day. And might want to ask permission, but today is Hug a Newsman Day, so good news for you there, Patrick. be careful of Louie. Be very, very afraid. All right, for birthday.
Jamie Lynn Spears is 20. I thought of that just in my mind.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Jamie Lynn Spears is 23 years old. James Rodet is 38. He's the guy that plays in Psych. He's Sean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
David Blaine, the freaky street magician guy, is 41. Nancy McKeon is 48. She played Joe on The Facts of Life. Robert Downey Jr. is 49. He's falling off his piles of money.
Well, yeah, and actually, you know, a few years ago, we were thinking he might not make it to 49.
Exactly.
So cleaned his act up.
Robbie Wrist is 50. He was Cousin Oliver on the Brady Bunch. Remember him?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
David Cross from Arrested Development is 50.
I like it.
Hugo Weaving is 54. He was in the Lord of the Rings movies. David E. Kelly, who's written a few things.
He has.
He's 58. Steve Gatlin from the Gatlin Brothers, 63. Craig T. Nelson is 70. Clive Davis, very successful man, 82 years old. Estelle Harris is 86. She was Miss Costanza on Seinfeld and has played ton of other stuff. Congressman Dick Lugar, 82 years old. And Maya Angelou's 86 on Friday.
Christina Lottie, add her to the list at 64. Okay, for Saturday.
You don't have stuff going on?
Oh, it's Go for Broke Day.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's International Pillow Fight Day.
Hey.
No. This is marks the 35th anniversary of the first Pizzeria Uno outside of Chicago in 1979.
March the 35th?
Marks the 35th.
It was pretty close to April 4th, yeah, I thought.
Well, yeah.
Thought we were just adding them on.
March the 35th.
I don't know what this means, but it's Tangible Karma Day. Don't know. All right. And their birthday.
Pharrell is 41 years old with the big goofy hat guy.
Oh, yeah.
Krista Allen is 43 from Baywatch. Paula Cole, who had like one song, I Don't Want to Wait, is 46. Troy Gentry from Montgomery Gentry is 47. And I hope I say this right. Agatha Faltenstog?
Sure, why not?
Blonde lead singer of ABBA, 64. Oh, yeah. Max Gale?
No, it's Agnetha. I think it's Agnetha.
Agnetha. Okay.
Yeah, but anyway.
Maybe just a typo. I was not a big fan.
Yeah.
64, anyway. Max Gale, the guy who played Wojo on Barney Miller.
And little else.
Pretty much, yeah. Is 71, and Colin Powell was 77 on Saturday.
Oh, there you go. Dean Kamen. He's the guy who invented the Segway thing. He's 62 years old. And your one-hit wonder for today, Crispian St. Peter, who did the Pied Piper. We'll play that this morning. Yeah, 75. On Sunday, it's Drowsy Driver Awareness Day. It's New Beer's Eve. I have no idea what that is.
I don't know, but that's celebratable.
There you go. It's a Hostess Twinkie Day, and it's also Caramel Popcorn Day. So, and then the Para Professional Appreciation Day. They're almost professionals. All right, on birthdays on Sunday.
Tim Hasselbeck, former NFL backup quarterback, married to Elizabeth, 36 years old. Candace Cameron is 38. That was Kirk's little sister in Full House. DJ. Zach Braff is 39. He was on Scrubs. Paul Rudd, 45 years old. He's done several things. Michael Roker is 60 years old from The Walking Dead. Mary Lou Henner is 62 years old, of course, from Taxi and Remembering Everything.
Yep.
Cliff on Cheers, John Ratzenberger, is 67.
All right, there you go. It's 618.
Oh, I'm sorry. And Merle Haggard.
Oh.
How did I miss Merle Haggard?
Really? Yeah.
The Hag, 77 years old on Sunday.
Oh, and a matter of fact, Neil Bortz. We can mention Neil, Fighting Texas Aggie and debutant alum. Sunday is his birthday. He'll be 69 years old.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, so we have new Air Force documents that shows that you, the taxpayer, that you paid for these recent trips by the president and his family they took to Africa, Honolulu. Well, that was nearly $16 million. And by the way, that's only for the flights. Now, the documents show the Africa trip total cost a staggering $8.1 million. Now, for their Christmas vacation in Honolulu, documents show the first family, they accumulated 36.9 total flight hours. Well, that cost you $211,000 per flight hour. That's $7.8 million. Now, the total airfare bill for those two trips, $15.9 million. Now, remember, according to a recent study, Obama has traveled more internationally and at a higher expense than every other president before him. Oh, and by the way, single-handedly accumulated more debt than all of them combined.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My wife and I'm not sure what we dislike the most about shopping, especially for new window coverings. The pushy salespeople, endless sample books, or waiting a month for delivery. Blinds.com, now they're super fast. You'll save a bundle. And if it's trending in window treatments, you got to know it's on Blinds.com. Like layering draperies over rich wood blinds. Now, my wife likes that. And as always, you're going to get free color samples, free shipping, free design consultation. So hurry now and score 10 to 15% off many of their popular design products. It's Blinds.com. You know, IncomeRevolution.com, they are offering a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to Hannity listeners to earn some serious money from home. For example, Christina earned $1,200 her first week, over $5,000 her first month. That's $5,000 one month from home. If you want to earn serious money from home, Income Revolution is looking for you. And they're even going to give $1,000 away to a listener just for checking out their website. Visit IncomeRevolution.com and you can get started today. Terms and conditions apply. See IncomeRevolution.com for details. And for earnings disclosure, it's IncomeRevolution.com.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association, the Chamber, and title sponsor HEB for the Taste of Aggieland on Tuesday, April the 29th, beginning at 5:45 at the Brazos County Expo Complex. You'll be treated to your favorite food, professional chef demonstrations, and the best from approximately 35 local restaurants. Ticket prices begin at just $25. Bring your appetite and bring your friends to the Taste of Aggieland on Tuesday, April 29th. Call 260-5200 for tickets and more details.
Bargain hunters, savvy shoppers, and anyone who loves to save money, this is the can't-miss car buying event. It's Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale. It's here this weekend. Over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos available at incredible, never-before-seen bargain prices. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield. Stock number 147.99A, 2008 Suzuki Reno, selling price $50.59, 60 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe Sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
You'll love the selection, love the savings, and absolutely love your new car from the Repo Joe Sale. But you must get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. $27 down delivers with payments from just $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan in Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
6:22. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Sometimes it's just too easy for the police. It all started with a noise complaint when officers visited Frank Giardini's apartment in Queens, New York. Frank answered the door with the marijuana pipe in his hand, allegedly still emanating the telltale aroma of some burning weed. Officers asked for identification so that they could write him a summons for that. Well, so Frank, being the friendly guy that he is, invited the police inside. While Frank's looking for his ID, it's always the last place you look, officers saw what appeared to be 5 pounds of heroin on the kitchen table.
Good night.
I mean, well, you know, look, if it's in a big pile a la that Al Pacino movie, you know, where it's sitting right there on your desk, I mean, how it's pretty difficult to scoop it into the little Tupperware thing and put it away.
I mean, 5 pounds of bacon is a lot and bad for your health. Heroin?
Yeah. You think it might not be for personal use only?
No, probably
yeah.
not.
Anyway.
My bacon would be for personal use.
We have a severe thunderstorm watch
yeah,
in effect.
Right. Forget that. That's not it.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. And backed by popular demand, free wine tastings from 1 to 4 this Saturday and the first Saturday of every month. Spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Renting will become more expensive. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. This is not the best time to be looking for an apartment. The rental website Apartment List expects landlords to raise rents again this year, as they have in each of the last 4 years. The report says an affordability gap is growing because as rents have risen, renters' incomes have declined on an inflation-adjusted basis. Apple issued a comment to the website TechCrunch when asked about reports that it quietly acquired a speech recognition startup called Novarus Technologies. Apple said it buys smaller tech companies from time to time, but generally does not discuss the purpose. Observers say Novarus will help Apple improve its Siri service. The CEO of Mozilla, the company that makes the Firefox web browser, has stepped down. Brendan Eich sparked a lot of controversy when it was learned he once made a donation to support a ballot proposal in California to ban gay marriage. Stock market futures are modestly higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Good morning, it's 626, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Showers move through the area, I don't know, about 3 o'clock this morning and out of here by about 4 or so. And as a result, cooler temperatures here, and we're going to have a high today about 70. Don't know that it'll feel like it, though. North winds at 15 to 20 miles an hour and gusting to 25. Yep, out of the north. 52 for a low tonight. Tomorrow may do it again. 50-50 chance of showers with a high of 64. Then a 50-50 chance of showers on Saturday night and on Sunday during the day as well. High temperature there, about 70. And then ideal temperatures as we begin next week with sunshine and high temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Right now the winds are from the north at 14, 69% relative humidity. As I said, the rain is probably about over to the Golden Triangle. So if you're headed any place other than that, I think you ought to have pretty clear sailing. And we've got 57 out there.
Join Brian Broadcasting on Saturday, April 12th from 9:30 until noon at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum for the annual Easter celebration, presented by the College Station Police Department. Activities include carnival-style games, bounce houses, face painting, egg roll, egg toss, and, of course, the largest Easter egg hunt in the Brazos Valley. Have your picture taken with the Easter Bunny and bring your own kite for the kite flying contest. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/Easter.
Human beings are somewhat unique in the sense that we have an instinct for revenge, yet the ability to forgive. So which do you choose? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees? Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. Call now 877-789-4173. There's no obligation. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Forgiveness. It's a fascinating subject because
humans come into this world both with an instinct to seek revenge and with an ability to forgive. And the real difference, Mike, between the situations in which we're inclined to use revenge and the situations in which we're inclined to forgive is all about the environment. It's all about the situation.
Mike McCullough, author of the book Beyond Revenge, says it's always easier to forgive someone if it's in our own self-interest. And it's also easier to forgive someone if we feel that justice has been done. In fact, there's a movement called restorative justice.
The idea of restorative justice is that when somebody is victimized by a crime, oftentimes what they really want is a decent apology, an explanation for why the offender broke into their house and stole everything, and some attempt to compensate them.
So in these cases, criminal and victim sit down and try to work these things out.
Restorative justice programs reduce people's desires for revenge by about 400% and increase their desire to forgive by about 250%.
This basic concept of justice was actually used by our troops in Iraq when Iraqi civilians were accidentally harmed.
Very few people know this, but our commanders offer apologies, they try to compensate, and it goes a really long way toward keeping goodwill and peace with civilian Iraqis.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Sunday is the first day of College Station's updated regulations on door-to-door salespeople and other solicitors. Police plan to enforce the tougher ordinance right off the bat. Violators face a maximum fine of $500. City Attorney Carl Robinson responded to a question from Councilman Carl Mooney last week about why there's not a minimum fine.
I believe our general penalty provisions in our code of ordinance set a minimum fine of $25, but the judge would have discretion on the fine amount. He'll usually determine a standard fine for each offense, but it would be up to the judge's discretion.
And that would be in court? Court costs would be in addition to the fine?
Yes.
The tougher ordinance includes a $50 registration fee that covers all members of a solicitation group. That's a charge that will be monitored if it takes care of staff time and expenses to issue identification badges and pay for the administration by the police department. A third man has been charged with arson from a residential fire in College Station more than 5 years ago. 24-year-old Joshua Brinkman of Caldwell is accused of not stopping a man who was convicted by a jury of setting a fire at 1112 Todd Trail. Four people who were inside were not hurt. The fire caused an estimated $118,000 of damage. 24-year-old Edward Monroe began serving a six-month jail sentence last November, which will be followed by 10 years probation. Brinkman remains in jail in lieu of $12,000 bond. The third co-defendant, 23-year-old Philip Musia Jr., entered a plea agreement 3 years ago. A Bryan man caught last summer by DPS troopers with marijuana has led to him going to prison for selling drugs 4 years ago. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 25-year-old Terrence Henry has had his probation revoked and will serve 10 years for selling PCP and marijuana. A Bryan resident tells police he heard someone trying to open their door Wednesday night, grabbed his rifle, and told the would-be intruder to leave. Instead, 20-year-old Christopher Edwards of College Station is accused of grabbing the gun from the resident and trying to force his way inside. After a brief fight, Edwards was subdued until police arrived. Officer Kelly McKeithen says an hour earlier, Edwards was found in a parked car belonging to an employee at Fatty's Smoke Shop on Texas Avenue.
It didn't appear like he was trying to steal anything. He was just sitting in the vehicle. And I think it was due to his intoxicated state that he did not realize that he was in someone else's vehicle. He didn't want to get out. He refused to get out. They finally got him out. There was an altercation that occurred between the owner of that vehicle and Mr. Edwards.
The employee did not require medical attention. Edwards, who told police he was looking for a place to sleep and admitted to being under the influence of alcohol and meth, was arrested for assault, trespassing, and public intoxication. It wasn't an April Fool's Day prank that two men were repossessing a pickup, nor was it a joke to the owner. Bryan police arrested 43-year-old Francisco Calderon for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The repossessors told officers Calderon hit them with a 4-foot-long posthole digger handle, and they were threatened with a 24-inch machete. Calderon remains jailed on a hold for immigration authorities. A Bryan woman working as a caretaker for an elderly College Station couple is accused of illegally making charges on their debit card. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says 52-year-old Helen Brisby, also known as Helen Golston, was arrested for making 5 purchases totaling $7,600 without consent.
The suspect was picked out of a photo lineup by witnesses identifying Ms. Golston as being the person who had utilized the debit card without consent to make purchases and ATM withdrawals.
Flieger says charges against Brisby, who's been in jail since March 24th, were enhanced due to prior convictions. The U.S. Supreme Court didn't stop Thursday night's execution of a Texas serial killer whose attorneys wanted the state to release information about where it gets its lethal injection drug. Texas prison officials say drug supplier information must be kept secret to protect the provider from threats of violence. In a related story, an analysis by the Associated Press shows the state is conducting no investigations about alleged threats to pharmacies or are refusing to acknowledge investigations are underway. The cleanup continues from last month's oil spill in the Houston Ship Channel. 465 people are working along the Gulf shoreline at Matagorda Island, Mustang Island, and Padre Island. They found dozens of dead birds and carcasses of two dolphins and 2 freshwater turtles. More than 119,000 pounds of oil-soaked sand and debris has been removed. A proclamation begins First Friday tonight in downtown Bryan. Amanda Reynolds of the Downtown Bryan Association says it's to celebrate the 100th birthday of the Queen Theater.
And then we're going to, of course, have birthday cupcakes for that to celebrate right in front of the Queen. And that all starts at 6 p.m. to kick off First Friday.
Other activities include the A&M School of Public Health launching National Public Health Week and a cash dash, finding hidden geocaches in downtown Bryan. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Where can you find the finest merchants from Texas and Southern Living States selling specialty gift items, unique home accessories, designer fashions, as well as custom designed jewelry? The only way to find out is to grab your friends and head over to the Premier Market conveniently located at the Brazos County Expo. Shop on Friday and Saturday, April 4th and 5th. For more details, visit Premier Market on Facebook or bvso.org. The Premier Market, an upscale shopping experience you can't afford to miss.
Interested in exploring the crossroads of science and religion? Then make plans to attend the 2014 Trotter Lecture, Monday, April 7th at 7 p.m. in the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center on the Texas A&M University campus. The free lecture will feature two speakers, James A. Shapiro, professor of microbiology at the University of Chicago and an expert in bacterial genetics, and James M. Tour, T.T. and W.F. Chow professor of chemistry at Rice University and inventor of the world's first nanocar. Shapiro's talk, The Read-Write Genome, Taking Some of the Mystery Out of Evolution, will explore a cell-active view of genetic change in which genomes are intricately formatted data storage systems subject to constant modification and improvement. Tour's talk, The Impact of Faith Upon a Life of a Scientist, will describe the nanoscale science and technology research, then detail the story of his coming to faith in Jesus Christ and the impact of the scriptures upon both his life and his career as a scientist. No tickets or RSVPs are required for this free lecture event. For more information, contact the Texas A&M College of Science at 979-845-8817.
The 30th Annual Wine and Roses Festival at Messina Hop is Saturday, April 26th from 2 to 8 p.m. Taste wine, stomp grapes, enjoy live music, and more. Entrance to the festival is free. Visit messinahop.com today. Call 778-WINE.
At the brand new Fred and Fred Seafood Market, their motto is, if it were any fresher, it would be in the sea. That's the quality and extremely fresh seafood you'll find at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. If you're looking for Gulf shrimp, redfish, snapper, cod, haddock, and more, it's at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. Ask about their ready-to-cook seasoned fish, great for quick and healthy dinners. Fred and Fred Seafood Market on South College, just south of the farm patch. Aggie-owned and operated. Fred and Fred Seafood Market. You'll taste the difference.
Good morning. It's 6:38. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect this morning. Severe thunderstorms will roll through early on this morning. They'll give way to partial clearing later today, highs near 70. Watch out for high winds as well as some hail. Clouds return tonight. There could be a few showers, 50 overnight. Tomorrow, lots of clouds, a chance for showers and thunderstorms, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, 55. More showers and thunderstorms are possible Sunday. Highs are going to be near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Lots and lots of competition.
Indeed, it has been in spring practice, especially for the running backs for A&M football. It's almost an embarrassment of riches. We'll get to that for you here in just a little bit. A&M has got the opportunity to make up a little ground in SEC baseball against the Crimson Tide this weekend. Johnny Manziel's trying to trademark the house that Johnny built, and somebody else already has it. That and a whole lot more coming up. We'll cover that for you here in about 10 minutes.
Sources tell BuzzFeed that the four major broadcast networks were asked by the White House this past Tuesday night for airtime so that they could talk about the Affordable Care Act. reaching its goal of 7 million signees, four networks went, yeah, we're good.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, in the end, they don't want to risk the revenue or the ratings.
It's high time for an official state channel. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. let's just go ahead and go there, which we have a little story about that later on today, as a matter of fact. In the end, the networks apparently just did not want to take the risk or the ratings hit on that, so they said, we'll just go ahead and keep our regular junky old prime time stuff.
Reruns of The Bachelor Season 1.
That's, yeah, whatever it happened to be. Who are we voting off the island tonight? So one of the races for the U.S. Congress in Texas is John Ratcliffe, who was a U.S. attorney, and he's running against Ralph Hall. Ralph turns 91 next month.
Ralph, goodness.
Yes. Ralph has, and glad he is. I'm glad for him. Ralph has been in Washington for 36 years. Matter of fact, he was first elected when his opponent was 12, okay? just to put things into perspective. And Ratcliffe says, I haven't made age an issue in the campaign. He wants to stay in Washington. Ratcliffe says this. He says he wants to stay in Washington. He's been there for 36 years, and he says, I just don't think that's good. For his part, Ralph Hall decided to do a television commercial, and in it he says, by gosh, I've got room for a few more wrinkles. Nobody 91 needs to be anywhere in elective office. Anywhere.
But if you're going to be 91, yeah, that's a heck of a way to embrace it.
Well,
come
on. It's a great attitude. That's really, really a wonderful thing to do, is embrace that. But I don't know that I want him necessarily being nudged to wake up every time it's time to vote. You know what I'm saying?
It worked for Strom Thurmond for a million and 5 years. Yep.
Jimmy Kimmel had Bill Clinton on the other night. Did you see that?
No.
The video of that? Yeah. Raised a few eyebrows when Kimmel asked him about the existence of aliens.
I read that.
He said he had all the Roswell papers reviewed and he found no clear evidence that aliens exist, but he added, we know now that we live in an ever-expanding universe. We know that there are billions of stars and planets literally out there, so it makes it increasingly less likely that we're alone.
Thank you, Carl Sagan.
Yeah, so when Kimmel added, oh, you're trying to give me a hint that there are aliens? To which the Bubster said, well, I don't know about that, but I wouldn't be surprised if we got visited one day. I just hope it doesn't turn out like Independence Day. Or the Martian.
Martian.
Yeah,
oh.
Because, you know, Jack Nicholson pretty much got done in by them.
What was that called?
Mars Attacks.
Thank you.
Slim Whitman saved us all.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, thank God for Slim Whitman. Dan Coats, senator from Indiana, began questioning a Treasury official in the Senate hearing yesterday in Washington, D.C., not realizing he was in the wrong committee meeting.
That's awesome.
Gotta love that. The senator was apparently supposed to be addressing the principal deputy defense undersecretary, Mike McCord, for an appropriations hearing on the defense budget, but he ended up questioning Treasury Undersecretary David Cohen, making reference to some letter that somebody had written. He only realized his mistake after the possibly former aide after today slipped him a note, to which the senator said, well, I've just gotten the note that says I'm in the wrong hearing. To which the guy he was talking to said, well, that would explain why I don't know anything about the letter you're talking about.
Let the record show the gentleman will not answer my questions. Yes.
And then he storms out of the room. So anyway, that happened to him. Robert Gibbs, if you remember him, White House press secretary, he thinks, in fact, that part of the Obamacare bill eventually will be scrapped. And the one that he says it is the employer mandate. He says the employer mandate, I don't think the employer mandate will go into effect. It's a small part of the law. I think it will be one of the first things to go.
No.
Also talked about improvements that he thinks could be made, including better outreach for next year's enrollment, technology improvements, and greater incentives for young people. What greater incentives for young people? They're going to give it to them? They're young people. They don't believe they need health care. Sorry, that's just the way it is. And a new study from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation says about 5.5 million uninsured U.S. Americans have gained health coverage through Obamacare since September, with the percentage of uninsured Americans falling to 15% in March. It was about 18% last September.
I saw one of those, and it's a net loss so far of about 4 million insured.
Yeah.
They were trying to insure, what was it, 13 million?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
We lost X number of million.
I think
we gained 5.
Yeah.
So it's a net loss of a million people don't have insurance now. Yeah. Obamacare's doing awesome.
Yeah, it's right where it needs to be.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 5th, it's Introduction to Beekeeping. Produce honey and help with pollination at home with a minimal investment in time and resources. Learn about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
A well-planned home landscape sticks out like a green thumb. Pay attention the next time you drive down the street. You'll see the effort that has gone into good landscape design. Its parts will have been fit together like the finely tuned parts of a machine. You'll notice the landscape, but it won't overwhelm you. And we're going to analyze why right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has printed. I've been at the press checks, folks, and it is beautiful. It's being bound and will mail sometime in very early April. You need to get it, and I have a special deal for you. Now, this book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and all of my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. And we printed it right here in Texas. That's where a book called Lone Star Gardening ought to be printed. Available only from neilsperry.com or by calling 1-800-752-GROW. Get the book for only $28.95, normally $32.95, or get the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. You get all of that for only $42.95. It's a $56.90 value for $42.95. Call today, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order at neilsperry.com. Good landscape designs are usually simple. Their planners have gotten the maximum use from the minimum number of plants. That leaves the plan open and airy, yet important features like shade and privacy are successfully addressed. One of the first mistakes amateur planners make is to let their designs get too busy. They try too many cute things and they use too many shrouding plants. You need to keep it simply elegant. Pay attention to lines and visual flow. Unless you're planning a formal old European style of garden, it's usually best to avoid straight lines. Use sweeping curves for your bed edgings and plant in circles and ovals of loosely grouped plants. Let your planting beds vary in width and avoid any group of plants that merely repeats the lines of the house. Our objective, entire objective in landscaping, ought to be to make our house look like it was just dropped down in the middle of a beautiful woodland site. You want it to look like every plant is in the right place, but you don't want it to look contrived and unnatural. That means, then, that you should also address the scale of the plants that you're using. Plan with an eye toward mature size. Avoid large shrubs that will need frequent pruning. Don't let your shade trees overwhelm the rest of the yard. If you have small spaces, choose small plants. If you're designing for a large garden, use big trees and shrubs. Walks and patios should be sized accordingly, again with an eye toward the scale of the overall project. Use texture to the fullest. Just as plants' mature sizes vary, so will their leaf sizes and surfaces. Large leaf, coarse-surfaced leaves will have especially bold textures. Use them to add zing to a bland planting area. On the other hand, if you have lots of busy architectural features on your house already, you may not want the plants to compete. Use soft-textured small-leaf plants in those situations just to keep the design from getting too restless. If you've ever worked with an interior decorator, you may have discovered that all of the accessory items go together as a package as you finish a room. You may buy items you'd never buy individually, but put together as a unit, they all work together. Well, the same thinking comes into play in your landscape. You can use many of your favorite plant types in the design, but be careful that it has unity. You don't want the look of a nursery sale yard. Indeed, you want to concentrate on a few of the best plant species that can meet your goals, then use them as common threads through your design. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:50. Yesterday, we talked A&M defense at Aggie Spring football practice number 14. We're talking running backs and the offense. Here's Coach Clarence McKinney on his almost embarrassment of riches for the A&M running game this coming season.
Lots and lots of competition. You know, all four of those guys have really different skills, and they've had a chance to display them really well, and they've competed every chance they've gotten.
We'll keep it here with A&M football just for a minute, only if it's just kind of with football. Johnny Manziel is reportedly looking into trademarking the phrase, the house that Johnny built, but a company out of Kerrville says they've already laid claim to it. Fitch Estate Sales, a company owned by Manziel's friend Nate Fitch, says it was the first to use the phrase. Fitch's mother, Rachel, declined to comment. Her attorney, Gerald Fowler, told ESPN.com that it was his understanding that Nate and Johnny were going to use the trademark together. On now to Aggie baseball, where they've got an opportunity to make up a little ground in the SEC Western Division as the Aggies host division co-leader Alabama. Crimson Tide enters the series knotted with Mississippi State atop the western side of the division. In what has become a tightly contested conference this season, only 3.5 games separate all 14 teams in the league. Daniel Mengden gets the ball for the Aggies tonight. Spencer Turnbull goes for Alabama. First pitch, 6:35, and then Saturday at 2:05, Sunday at 1:05. And all the action is here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. NASCAR's Jeff Gordon was on the A&M campus yesterday showing off the Aggie Maroon race car, like the one he'll be driving at the race on Sunday. Here's number 24 from the press conference yesterday.
Not only exciting to have a winning organization and team, and a lot of pride from not only its students, but all of its alumni and fans around the world, but that's going to put an extreme amount of pressure on our race team this weekend to go out there and do what they've been doing, which is winning.
Also present at the meet and greet was Texas A&M former student and chairman, CEO of Exalta Coating Systems, which to you and me means car paint, Charles Shaver, who is providing the Aggie-themed car to Texas A&M at no cost to the university as an extension of the engineering program. Everything's gearing up for the NCAA Final Four. It's number one seed Florida. They'll take on number seven UConn at 6:00 tomorrow night. Two seed Wisconsin plays number eight seed Kentucky at 8:50. Both of those games, by the way, on TBS. Texas A&M Golf hosts the Aggie Invitational at Traditions Golf Course this weekend, and Coach JT Higgins says it is a very, very strong field to play golf here.
Yeah, every year, you know, we've got Cal, who is, I think, ranked second in the nation. Oklahoma State's third in the nation. Arkansas, LSU, Kent State. We've got some fantastic golf teams coming in and some great players. You know, Jordan Nyberg from Oklahoma State, he's going to be playing in the Masters next week right after here. So hopefully Traditions gets him ready.
Admission for the tournament is free and begins with 36 holes during the event's opening two rounds Saturday and Sunday. Play starts both days at 7:30. After being ignored for the big dance, SMU thundered all the way to the NIT Finals. Unfortunately, Austin Hollins' late three-pointer crushed the Ponies. Minnesota edged past SMU 65-63 to become the NIT champions. In Major League Baseball, Derek Jeter drove in a run to give the New York Yankees a 4-2 win over the Houston Astros and avoid the sweep. Kevin Durant in the NBA scored 28 points to help the Oklahoma City Thunder beat San Antonio 106-94. The win ended the Spurs' 19-game winning streak. Dirk Nowitzki scored 26 points, and the Mavs beat the Los Angeles Clippers for the first time this season, 113-107. On the ice of the NHL, Jean-Michel Lyles had a goal and two assists to lead the Carolina Hurricanes past the Dallas Stars 4-1. The loss kept the Stars knotted with the Coyotes for the last playoff spot in the Western Division. The U.S. Department of Education Office of Civil Rights has opened up an investigation into Florida State's handling of sexual assault allegations against quarterback Jameis Winston and a potential Title IX violation by the university. USA Today Sports first reported the investigation yesterday, and it stems from a complaint filed with the Office of Civil Rights by the accuser in the Winston case. A little closer to home, number 10, Texas A&M tennis team will host 29th-ranked Alabama and 36th-ranked Auburn Friday and Saturday at the George B. Mitchell Tennis Center. First serve set both days at 6 p.m. And Texas A&M travels out of town for the first time with their track and field team to compete in the 30th annual Stanford Invitational. That runs today through tomorrow. Some 3,300-plus athletes will be in attendance, both high school and college. It's their version of the Texas Relays. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Classic Collision and Restoration. Restoration's in their name, and being in the restoration business only makes sense that they can do quality, detailed collision repair as well. Whether your car's got a minor ding or major dents, they can repair that car for you, bring it back to the way it was before all that accident stuff happened. They don't, they just don't do low-end work. They do top-notch work. They make sure that there are no defects in the paint, that it is a quality factory finish when they're done with it. And Classic Collision Restoration works with all the auto insurance companies. If your insurance company tells you, well, Classic Collision Restoration is not on our list or we don't recognize them, you need to know this. The Classic Collision Restoration guarantees their repairs. They make sure that because they deal with insurance companies every day, and they will deal with your insurance company and make sure that everything is the way that it is supposed to be. Now, that's more. That's just part of what they do. They do so much more. They do the restoration. We've talked about that before. They also do upholstery work, and they also do exhaust work. So, I mean, it's a full-line shop when it comes to getting your vehicle the way that you want it. Located on Highway 21 by Sioux Falls Prater, you can give Doug a call at 779-8399. Find out the entire story of Classic Collision and Restoration at their website, which is classiccollisionandrestoration.com.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through.
Here's former smoker Christina Jones here to talk about Vape Geek, the first and best electronic cigarette store in the Brazos Valley. Tell us, Christina, how did you get started with these cigarettes in your business?
I had looked at e-cigarettes websites and found so much conflicting information that I ended up waiting a couple of years to start. After that, it was a constant flow of people asking about my electronic cigarette, and so my husband got the bright idea that we should check into this business. So we figured out how to contact the manufacturers and how to start importing, and our store was born in our home office in February 2011. We finally put a new building here this winter and now have a much larger store with lots of lounging area and several employees who are just as passionate about e-cigarettes as we are.
So what exactly do you sell in your e-cigarette store?
At Vape Geek, we sell everything you need to get started vaping. We sell starter kits, e-liquid, extra batteries, and more advanced mods as well. We will teach you how to use them and help you troubleshoot any problems you may have.
Make the switch with Vape Geek. Go to vapegeek.com for more information. That's VAPEGEEK.com.
If you miss Kyra's Truck Center's demo day sale, don't worry. You can still take advantage of zero down with 0% interest on every zero-turn mower in stock. Hi, this is David with Kyra's Trucks, and the zeros have been extended. Get great deals on all Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler zero-turn mowers in stock with zero down and 0% interest. This year, cut your mowing time in half by taking advantage of the zero down and zero interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kyra's Truck Center. Kyra's Truck Center, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.